Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, today with a high of 57. Lows level off around 30, tonight partly cloudy skies. Highs level off around 47, tomorrow mainly sunny. Clear skies and dry, Sunday and Monday, upper 50s, Sunday, low 60s by Monday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 32 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Bureau of Investigations officially broke ground on their brand new $42 million facility that's set to be in Pittsburgh, Kansas. As KSN News reports, that the Regional Crime Center and Laboratory will be located on the campus of Pittsburgh State University, with plans of the facility helping students get jobs after they graduate, but also helping with the Pittsburgh community in general.
I will have that resource down here so you can actually come stay in this area of the country, stay in this area of the state, get trained on law enforcement, but you also get to collaborate with the KBI, with Pitt State, with the County Sheriff's Office, with the City of Pittsburgh. That's something that doesn't happen as much as it should.
That was Darren Hall, the Pittsburgh City Manager on KSN News, where they say the facility is being built now, with the facility expecting to be completed by spring of 2027. In other news, farmers across the state of Kansas say they are excited about the announcement from China promising to buy soybeans after the ongoing trade negotiations from the Trump administration. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Why do winners play at Seven Clans Casinos? The numbers don't lie. From Wichita to Texas, Seven Clans has the only certified loose casinos, as verified by Strictly Slots Magazine. That's why winners play here. Plus, use your Seven Clans rewards card for even more perks and offers. It's official. Seven Clans Casinos have the area's only certified loose slots.
It's the Halloween season. As families go out and trick-or-treat across the state of Kansas, law enforcement are reminding individuals to prioritize safety while embracing the spooky spirit for the weekend. As KSN News reports, according to law enforcement around the state of Kansas, they are reminding individuals about different safety tips to help ensure that it is a fun night, including choosing the right costume, making sure that your decorations are securely in place to prevent accidents, along with carrying glow sticks if you plan on walking around and trick-or-treating at nighttime for drivers to be able to see you. At the same time, they're also reminding individuals to be able to use battery-operated candles to prevent fires, check smoke alarms, and only approach well-lit homes, along with being aware of cars as you're out and about. And if you see anything funny with your candy, to have your kids make sure to report it to an adult.
Unfortunately, we live in a society that not all people are good. So if something happens, we recommend, say something. If something doesn't seem right, the kids need to tell their parents.
Mid-America Network News.
Midwest summers get downright hot. Don't let your vehicle sweat you another year by getting that AC checked at Danes Automotive in Marysville or Waterville. From tune-ups and refrigerant checks to system leaks or compressor issues, this summer, let Danes Automotive in Marysville and Waterville keep you cool when temperatures rise. With over 85 years of combined experience, let the certified staff at Danes Automotive keep your vehicle's AC in top-notch shape.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services has displayed a new note on their website concerned about the ongoing potential about SNAP benefits not being received at the beginning of the month on Saturday, saying that they blame Democrats for the halt in the SNAP benefits. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, according to the statement that's on the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services website now, they say, quote, due to a failure by Democrats in the U.S. Senate to pass a clean funding bill resulting in a federal government shutdown, SNAP benefits that many Nebraska families and kids depend on are now unavailable in November. Sadly, there is a wealth of misinformation coming from Senate Democrats. This shutdown was absolutely preventable. DHHS urges members to approve a clean funding bill and stop using Nebraska's most vulnerable people for political leverage. For more information, you can visit the DHHS website. The Trump administration has announced they are looking at ways to try and find funding for the SNAP benefits during the ongoing shutdown crisis. Mid-America Network News.
Mega savings going on now at the Rocktober sales event going on at Rusty at Ford. 2025 Explorer, $1,500 rebate and 3.9% APR for 72 months or 2.9% APR for 60 months. Or a 2025 Escape with a $4,000 rebate. 2025 Escape, 36-month, 10,500 miles per year lease for $399 a month. 2025 Bronco Sport, 36-month, 10,500 miles per year lease for $399 a month. 2025 Mustang EcoBoost, 36 months, 10,500 miles per year lease for $399 a month. Rock and roll all month long at Rusty Eck Ford and drive home in your new Ford today. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com today. Lease offers first payment due and signing offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. See dealer for details.
Medicare open enrollment is officially underway, and that means it's time for seniors and those eligible for Medicare to take a closer look at their health coverage for next year.
Medicare open enrollment for the prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans is from October 15th to December 7th. People that live in nursing homes and are qualified for the low-income subsidy can change plans once a month, but we still encourage everybody to shop for a prescription drug plan between October 15th and December 7th.
It's the time of year when those on Medicare can review their health and drug coverage and make changes for the year ahead.
Well, last year I saw over 700 people and I saved them collectively $550,000. So I think if you want to be a good consumer and you want to make sure that you have the best prescription drug plan for you for 2026, you need to come in and check it out. And it only takes 20 to 30 minutes to just go over your drugs that you have and make sure that you have the best drugs for you based on the drugs that you take and where you want to get your drugs from. So be a good consumer and come and check it out during Medicare open enrollment. We're here for you and have lots of volunteers. Our community health worker plus myself are all here to help people through this process. So we have people willing and ready to help. So take time to come and do your due diligence and be a good consumer.
To ensure that they can serve everyone efficiently, they strongly recommend scheduling an appointment before visiting the extension office.
In Marshall County, we need you to call and make an appointment at the Marshall County Extension Office, or RSVP of Northeast Kansas also provides Medicare counseling as well. When they come to the Marshall County Extension Office, they need to have an appointment, of course, and then they need to bring their list of drugs, their Medicare card, and their phone is always helpful. So if they have a cell phone, a lot of times now we're having to duo authenticate, and so we have to send a code to their phone, and so if they don't have that, it sometimes becomes more of a challenge for us.
Again, Medicare open enrollment ends December 7th. Reviewing now can make a real difference in your healthcare costs and coverage next year.
If they don't qualify for extra help, live in another state or move to another state or go live in a nursing home, there's probably not a lot you can do till the next open enrollment period. But you can always call the office and make sure there's no other loopholes or things that we could do to help you. But the December 7th for most people is a pretty hard and fast deadline. So we encourage you to take action now, call and get an appointment, and stop by and see us. There's also help at the River Valley Extension District offices if you live over in the Washington Clay Center area, and also Meadowlark Extension District over in Nemaha County is also there to serve your needs, as well as the Pot County. So wherever you live around Kansas, you can call your local county extension office, and at least here in Northeast Kansas, there'll be somebody there to help you.
Neil E. Richter, age 90, of Barnes, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Zion Fancy Creek Church, South Barnes. Burial in the church cemetery. Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Neil Richter. Service Saturday, 11 a.m. for Janice Miller, age 79, of Calker City, who passed away September 30th. Service to be held at the American Legion in Marysville, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Janice Miller. Pauline K. Pauly Hagedorn, age 83, of Barnes, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Barnes Christian Church. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 7. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Pauly Hagedorn. Mary S. Rippenkruger, age 72, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service November 7, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 8 p.m. Family will greet friends, 5 until 7 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mary Rippenkroger. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Friday, beef and noodles with mashed potatoes, French bread, Capri vegetable blend, and peaches. Monday's menu, chicken cordon bleu, a muffin, tater tots, Brussels sprouts, and lime pears.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Improve Marshall County's economy by voting yes on November 4th for the 30% food requirement, a common sense approach bringing more small business opportunities in Marshall County. By voting yes, you're supporting business growth and more tax dollars staying in your community. Remember to vote yes on November 4th on Marshall County's 30% food requirement, paid for by Wayne Cook, Sarge's Sports Bar.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, and partly cloudy skies overnight with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Staying mostly sunny throughout Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 60s, and mostly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Staying sunny as we head into Monday, staying warmer with our highs in the lower to mid 60s, then mostly clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Still more sunshine as we head into Tuesday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s and mostly clear skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, then staying mostly clear throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. More sunshine as we head into Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s and mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late October 62, record high on this date 90. The average low 35, the record low 11 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:55, sunset this evening at 6:27.
Life Care Center of Seneca has dedicated therapy department that knows the importance of therapy, and we have employed therapy staff that are not contracted. Our staff are employees and work with all hospitals with discharge plans and therapy outcomes. Our therapists also work at the Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. Please come by and look at our success stories. We have a high percentage of residents that come for short-term therapy after a hospitalization and return home.
Good morning, this is Judson Richards. Week 9 of the NFL season kicked off in Miami. The slumping Dolphins facing the Baltimore Ravens, who would be getting Lamar Jackson back after missing 3 games with a hamstring injury. That rust fell off quickly.
Play clock at 1. Lamar takes the snap. Deep drop. Lofts it from the 10. Caught. Andrews in. Touchdown, Ravens! 2 for 2 for Mark Andrews. A 20-yard throw, catch, and run, and the rust is gone for Lamar Jackson. That was a beautiful throw.
The call on WBAL, 4 touchdown passes, no INTs for Lamar. Ravens beat down the Dolphins 28-6. Baltimore proves a 3-5. Miami slips to 2-7. And the NBA, Spurs trying to get to 5-0 for the first time in franchise history. Tight game between the Spurs and the Heat in San Antonio. Down the stretch, Spurs leading by a bucket.
Wembanyama pushing. Up ahead to Castle, left wing. Castle attacking, step through, kicks it to Barnes. Right wing, Victor for 3. Victor Wembanyama! His first 3 of the night's a big one. 24 big ones for Victor Wembanyama. 96-91 Spurs. Timeout Miami.
The call on WOAI, Wembanyama had 27 points, 18 rebounds, 6 assists. Spurs improved to 5-0 with a 107-101 final. OKC Thunder still haven't lost since winning a title off to a 5-0 start. Last year's MVP also picked up right where he left off.
Jay will pop the loose ball away from Crispo, though. Dishing to Caruso. Left wing to Shea. Sets his sights for 3. And nails it. Cha-ching, the Thunder money ball. Big time hustle by the Thunder to get a second crack there. They've gotten up 17 more shots than the Wizards, and Shea's over 30 for the 5th time in 6 games at 31.
The call on WWLS 98.1, the sports animal, OKC takes down the Wizards 127-108.
It's Macy's Friends and Family, the best time to kickstart your holiday shopping with big savings on our best brands like DKNY, Hugo Boss, Karl Lagerfeld Paris, and more at 30% off. Plus, take 15% off Valentino, Gucci, and more top beauty brands. Or Star Rewards members can earn $20 in Star money for every $100 spent on eligible brands. Going on now, only at Macy's Friends and Family. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary. No substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
Week 9 high school football scores Thursday. Axtell set out St. John's Tipton 50-0. Hanover ran past Osborne 58-6. Lynn over Wakefield 68-18. Valley Heights fell at TMP 36-7. Washington lost at El Saline. Friday kickoffs, Frankfort at 4 live on FM 95.5. Centralia at 6. Marysville hosting Nickerson at 6 on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Frankfort Lady Wildcat volleyball team lost 3 in pool play on Friday. Season comes to an end. Centralia goes 2-1. They advance to semifinals on Saturday. Pool play opens 10 a.m. Friday with live coverage of the state volleyball tournament on KNDY and KNDY FM, on air online, on our mobile app.
A quick lunch option from Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, now serving smash burgers, only $9.99. Grab a burger and fries for only $9.99 at Bite Me Barbecue.
All year long, my family is on the road, college sports to school, and good and bad weather. If your family relies on tires like mine, stop in at Hilltop Tires in Marysville and find a perfect fit for your needs. This is Layla Hedke, and with every major tire brand available, my dad, Bryce, and the crew aim to keep your family safe for any travel. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Find Hilltop Tires below the old water tower in Marysville.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, stocks are coming off a lackluster session that found the major averages slipping into the red. The Dow Jones gave up 110 points to close Thursday at 47,522. The S&P fell 1%. The NASDAQ Composite closed down 1.5%. Days after Amazon announced plans to cut 14,000 white-collar positions, the retailer reported strong earnings in the latest quarter. Sales were up 13%. Profits surged 39% compared to last year. The Fed may have just cut a key benchmark, but mortgage rates are going the other way. After Fed Chair Jerome Powell crushed hopes of another rate cut in December, the average 30-year home loan rose 0.2 and now sits at just over 6.3%. Thinking of renting a house for a Halloween party? Airbnb is on to you. The company is using AI to analyze bookings based on length of reservation, distance from the renter's home, and last-minute requests, and then blocking would-be partiers. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain, offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. We are entering day 31 of the federal government shutdown, and that continues to mean that the ranchers and farmers around the Central Plains continue to not get updates from the USDA. However, we still do have experts from around the Central Plains that can give us market information updates. Among those, Brandon Dodd from the Livestock Marketing Information Center talks about what he's been seeing from the marketing side of the cattle markets.
On the marketing side, what was really different here was that we actually had an extra slaughter day in September this year compared to September of last year. Showed cattle down near 4.25%. Marketings were still forecasted down. Seeing that pullback in marketings despite the extra slaughter day really suggests that feeders are holding on to these animals longer. Outside of that, what's really disappointing about not having this report is the fact that we're not getting the quarterly estimate of heifers on feed. This is especially difficult because one of the largest questions on everyone's mind is when we're going to see producers start rebuilding the herd and increasing heifer retention. Not having that value does kind of help produce a little bit more uncertainty in an already uncertain environment. In July, we saw heifers accounting for about 38% of all cattle on feed. You can also look at this as about one heifer for every 1.6 steers in the feedlot. In prior quarters this year, we saw some reductions in heifers' contributions, which is promising for expansion conversations. But given we can only work with what information we have available, there's the possibility that we're going to have to look for other information as answers to these questions in the event we don't get these values in the future. So overall, while we do not have the official report from USDA, the general consensus across analysts is that cattle on feed numbers are down, feedlots are stretching limited inventories to keep pens filled, and as long as we remain in a government shutdown, there may be some gaps in the data that are just a little bit harder to explain.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. Properly managing forages is one of the keys to helping producers keep livestock operations productive. On November 5th, farmers and ranchers will have the opportunity to learn the latest from K-State pertaining to forages at the K-State Forage Conference. K-State Cropping Systems and Forage Agronomist John Holman shares details about this event.
You know, forages is really the backbone of a lot of our state's livestock industry. And so we have a dedicated conference to talk about quite a number of topics. And so it's a good portion of the day. Registration will start at 8:30 and we will be wrapped up by 4 o'clock that afternoon.
He discusses what topics will be presented for attendees.
We'll talk about a summary of a lot of our haying and grazing cover crop and annual forage research that we've done. And we have quite a few associated economics to go along with that. We'll look at some of the long-term impacts of haying and grazing on soil health. We will cover forage fertility management. We've done several years of research now also where we've been looking at different seeding rates of our warm season annual crops. And we have some revised recommendations coming out. And so that information will be presented. And then rounding out the program, KLA, Kansas Livestock Association, will provide us an industry and livestock update.
Holman describes the registration information for the K-State Forage Conference.
This will be at the Kansas State University Southwest Research Extension Center there in Garden City. We do have an RSVP link. You know, the Google KSU Forage Conference, they will find the website page. They will find that link. We will get you fed, so that's guaranteed because we have some nice sponsors that are providing lunch. But giving us an idea of how many to expect would be helpful. It is no cost to attend. We are appreciative to Kansas Forage and Grassland Council, American Egg Credit, and High Plains Farm Credit for providing a meal that day.
That was K-State Cropping Systems and Forage agronomist John Holman highlighting the opportunities available at the K-State Forage Conference on November 5th in Garden City. For more information, visit www.wkrec.org. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
A change of season is at hand. It's a look at the advent of solar winter on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, Weather Call could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 31st, the 304th day of the year. Actors John Candy and Michael Landon were both born on this day, and carving on Mount Rushmore was completed in 1941. Meteorological winter is still 7 weeks away, but as October ends, we will enter the period known as solar winter. Solar winter is the quarter of the year when we experience the least amount of sunlight. In the Northern Hemisphere, that's from about now through the beginning of February. Centuries ago, the prospect of enduring a season lit only by fire must have been daunting. And it's probably why the custom of appeasing evil spirits gave rise to the Halloween traditions we know today. Something to ponder as you hand out the candy tonight, and a reason to savor the few remaining days of daylight savings time. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Chiefs are back on the road this weekend after a home victory at Arrowhead Stadium for a Monday night game this past Monday against the Washington Commanders, where they dominated with a 28-7 victory. The win does put the Chiefs at a 5-3 record overall for the regular season now, after keeping the Commanders only at one touchdown in the second quarter and putting 21 points on the board for the second half of the game. The Bills are also coming in this week at 5-2 after they had a strong win over the Panthers this past week, 40-9. This game coming up on Sunday is the afternoon game with kickoff at 3:25. That one on the road before heading out to Denver on November 16th for a kickoff against the Denver Broncos with another afternoon Sunday game. The Broncos are still number one right now in the AFC West, but the Chiefs are one game behind them right now, tied at number two with the Chargers at 5-3. In college football, the Kansas State Wildcats and the Kansas Jayhawks both are back in action this weekend for Saturday kickoffs. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Mega savings going on now at the Rocktober sales event going on at Rusty at Ford. 2025 Explorer, $1,500 rebate and 3.9% APR for 72 months, or 2.9% APR for 60 months, or a 2025 Escape with a $4,000 rebate. 2025 Escape, 36-month, 10,500 miles per year lease for $399 a month. 2025 Bronco Sport, 36-month, 10,500 miles per year lease for $399 a month. 2025 Mustang EcoBoost, 36 months, 10,500 miles per year lease for $399 a month. Rock and roll all month long at Rusty Eck Ford, and drive home in your new Ford today. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com today. Lease offers first payment due with signing offers, can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. See dealer for details.
As we get closer to the end of the college football season for 2025, Emporia State University's head football coach, Garen Higgins, has officially become the winningest coach in Hornet history, earning his 117th career victory and passing the legendary coach, Fran Welch, that's named from the Welch Stadium. As the big record-winning victory took place last weekend when the Hornets ended up scoring 14 straight in the fourth quarter to beat Central Missouri.
You really start to think about all the
all the lives that he's impacted. You know, everybody wants to focus on the 117. I think it's really important to understand that, you know, when you're dealing with 18 to 22 year olds for the majority of your career, in the way you shape men, you know, they're going to go out and be good fathers. They're going to go out and be good husbands. And just the impact that he's had, that's the special part of it.
Higgins took over the program back in 2007, spending the last two decades leading the alma mater, the same place he once played quarterback for back in the late 1980s. Higgins says he looks forward to moving forward with Emporia State for years to come as well. Mid-America Network Sports.
The Frankfort Wildcats Lady Volleyball season, Cinderella season, came to an end in Dodge City in the Class 1A Division I state tournament as they fell in all three of their contests. They started off with a tough one versus three-time defending state champion Little River, where they fell in straight sets. They next fell to Centralia District foe in straight sets before falling to Gossel in game number three in straight sets too as well. Frankfort Wildcats, who came into this tournament 11-29, the eighth seed in their Cinderella season and their first state action since 2010 with three losses here from Dodge City. Frankfort ends their season 11-32. Reporting for KNDY Radio, this is Max Blast.
Week 9 high school football scores Thursday. Axtell shut out St. John's Tipton 50-0. Hanover ran past Osborne 58-6. Lynn over Wakefield 68-18. Valley Heights fell at TMP 36-7. Washington lost at El Saline. Friday kickoffs, Frankfort at 4 live on FM 95.5. Centralia at 6. Marysville hosting Nickerson at 6 on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Frankfort Lady Wildcat volleyball team lost 3 in pool play on Friday. Season comes to an end. Centralia goes 2-1. They advance to semifinals on Saturday. State volleyball tournament action continues Friday with pool play. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs 29-9 are the 6th seed at 2A in Dodge City and will face 3 seed Oakley 36-4 Friday at 10 a.m. Then 2nd seed Jeff County North 40-4 at 1. 7th seed Conway Springs 26-12 at 2 p.m. Valley Heights matches live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Top seed undefeated Ellenwood 42-0. 4th seed Humboldt 34-9. 5th seed Hillsboro 32-9. And 8th seed Rossville 28-13 round out Pool B. Class 1A Division 2 at Emporia has Lynn 3rd seed at 32-5. Hanover's the 5 seed at 32-7. Axtell, the number 8 seed, is 27-13. Else in the field, top seed Meritazine Valley is 39-1. Second seed Ingalls, 35-5. Fourth seed Victoria is 34-6. Sixth seed Dighton, 28-12. And seventh seed Buckland, 25-11. Hanover and Axtell are in Pool A with Meritazine Valley and Victoria. Matches begin at 10 a.m. Live broadcast on KNDY FM 95.5. Lynn Lady Bulldogs are in Pool B, also starting 10 a.m. Friday. Pool play winners advance to semifinals Saturday, 9 a.m., with consolation and championships to follow. Live broadcast Saturday as well on KNDY FM 95.5. High school football games Friday, 4 p.m. start for Frankfort at Thunder Ridge, broadcast live on KNDY FM 95.5. Marysville will host Nickerson at 6, broadcast live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. And Centralia will host Onega, also kicking off Friday at 6.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, today with a high of 57. Lows level off around 30, tonight partly cloudy skies. Highs level off around 47, tomorrow mainly sunny. Clear skies and dry, Sunday and Monday, upper 50s, Sunday, low 60s by Monday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 32 degrees.